public hearing. That's conditional use number 1910. Charles Bohm.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a hot dog vendor to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 39,176 square feet, more or less, lying southeast corner of Long Neck Road, also referred to as Route 22, and Julia's Lane, which is 1,300 feet east of Banks Road, also known as Road 298. For the benefit of the commission, I have passed down copies of the survey site plan for this application. The applicant has taken a survey of a previous conditional use on the site for bait and tackle shop and has shown the location of the vendor's hot dog vending stand. We received two agency comments on this application, first one being from the Department of Transportation. It is in the form of a support facilities report. It was dated August 6th of 2010. And references that a traffic impact study is not recommended, that the current level of service D of Long Neck Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received a memorandum from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It was dated August 21st of 2011 and references that the site is located in Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The wastewater capacity is available for the project if the use does not exceed approximately one EDU. The EDU for the audience is an equivalent dwelling unit, and it's a form of assessment for sewer capacity. The EDU assessment is for the proposed use is not known at this time. The proposed use may exceed sewer system design assumptions. However, it is not expected that the EDUs will have an adverse impact on the sewer system for the foreseeable future. That the system design assumption for the parcel is one EDU reflecting a residential zone parcel less than 1 acre. The ordinance 38 construction will not be required. The current system connection charge rate is $3,612 per EDU. The parcel is served with 1 6-inch lateral located along the parcel's frontage on Julia's Lane. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required, and a concept plan is not required. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. And is there someone representing this application? Would you please step forward? Hello. And for the record, sir, would you give us your name and your address?
My name is Charles Bohm, 18292 Seashell Boulevard, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
Okay, and you've heard what our director has read into the record. Is there something else you want to add to the record for your application?
No. I'm available for questions.
All right, sir, we would appreciate if you'd explain a little bit about what you're intending to do and whereabouts on the property you're intending to do it.
Well, according to the layout that you have there, I'm just on the one corner. I'm about 40 feet away from the roadway. And I have about 3 or 4 parking spots that they can come in and use if they have to. But most of the customers come from either Rick's Bait and Tackle Store or Short's Marina, where they've already parked their vehicles and stuff like that, and they may walk over to my area where I'm set up on the lot over there.
And so the front building is the building that is the one that you're using or will be using?
Beg pardon?
The building closest to the road is the one that you're proposing to use.
There's, it's just my little cart is set up over there. I set it up, and then I break it down at the end of the day and take it home with me.
He has a vendor cart.
Vendor cart.
At the corner of the bait and tackle shop building.
Okay. A trailer right there.
Right next to the four parking back.
Okay. So, sir, I'll see if any of the commissioners have any questions, and I'll start with Mr. Burton.
I'm a little confused. So the cart comes and goes?
Yeah, it's a trailer roll cart. It's only like 4 by 6 feet long. I hook it up to the back of my truck, take it home with me, and then I bring it back the next day.
So the condition, so we are here to condition the pulling of that vendor cart?
It's the same as the hot dog vendor at Lowe's at Five Points.
He has a trailer, yes.
That they bring in, haul in and out when they use it on, they don't use it every day. In this case, it's only a 6x7 or 6x8.
But the Lowe's one's zoned commercial, so they don't need a conditional use, I guess. Is that the difference?
I had a conditional use.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. They had a conditional use because it's a vendor.
The outlet.
Same as the outlet. It changed that. We had one site at the
food line.
Midway. We had three sites on the outlets at that northbound side. And I think two on the other side.
Food line at Long Neck also.
Yeah. And there was an attempt to get another one at the Atlantic Liquor level. Yeah. I think that was the only one we've had so far.
Mm-hmm. So, the last couple years. So it is just the request for that placement of that vending cart on that spot with that parking spot.
Right. A permanent vendor site is not a permitted use. So you had to go conditional use.
And does he have to remove it every night under that deal?
Doesn't have to, but I mean, that's what typically, in this case, is what some of them do. Some of the sites, like at the outlets, were going to, I'm using that for example, a couple of the sites were, they would be fixed stations used for kiosks, something like that. It's like the Kettle Corn place. That's a gazebo converted to a, with an enclosure, that type thing. But yeah, this is a cart. There are a couple of carts. The other one,
it's a mobile cart.
The cart that Lowe's is a
move it around.
Stick body trailer converted to a refreshment stand. Here's a smaller.
Yeah, it's a professional stand. I did buy it from a reputable place up in Jersey, and it does have all the things that are necessary with it, sinks and everything else.
You don't sit inside of yours?
No. I stand outside. Yes.
And are you going? How often are you going to be there? Are you going to be there?
Well, I was there like 7 days a week. Weeded out the worst days that you have selling hot dogs or whatever. Right now I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I may weed out another day. But right now I don't think I'll be taking on any more days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday will be the days that I'll be there from 11 in the morning by the time I set up and break down from 3 to 4 o'clock. Maybe occasionally I might stay there till 5 o'clock at night, but it doesn't call for me to stay there any longer than that.
And you'd only be there during the season?
I'll only be there until it gets cool enough to be out there. And then other things that I might do during, I do a lot of charitable work with my cart. In town of Lewis, I get permission from the mayor over there to help out the Lady Swannendale Club, where I'll sell my hot dogs at the Christmas parade, or they may have a garage sale or something. I'll sell my hot dogs there, and I give them a substantial donation at that point there. But that's basically once winter comes. It's too cold for me to stand out there. It's too hot sometimes, but winter is a little bit different.
Okay, no further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Smith?
Mr. Chairman, thank you, Mr. Burton. That cleared up the mystery for me. I guess I understand the application well enough. And thank you, sir, for your attendance and patience. That's all I have.
Mr. Ross?
No questions.
Boy, that was a short statement. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions.
Okay, sir, if you'll have a seat, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1910 to Charles Bone? Is anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1910? There are any comments or questions from the commissioners?
I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You want to know if he brought
you could have
samples,
brought the
huh?
hot dog cart and parked it out front. Hot dogs are
my stomach's growling. Other
than that, there's some lights he can make some money at these meetings, but I don't like tonight. Yeah. All right, gentlemen, with that being said, I'll close the public hearing for conditional use number 1910. Next on the item is change of zone.